All right, joined by the hitting coach of the San Francisco Giants, that is Hensley Bam Bam Mullins. Giants Dodgers, give me a perspective. What does it mean to you just when I say those words?
Well, you know, it goes back into the history of these two great franchises, you know, starting in New York and coming out west, L.A. and San Francisco. You know, it's great rivalry. The fans get into it, you know, the media get into it, everybody gets into it, and so do we. And they mean something this time around the year. You know, we're first place, they're behind us, and we just got to play well to hang on.
Looking at the weekend just a little bit, Capuano on Saturday, Kershaw on Sunday, two lefties. This ball club has a great record against lefties.
Yes, we are having a great time against lefties this year, and it's all because of Johnny Ando. He'll tell you that. No, I'm just kidding. We've played well against him. You have 30 wins, and I think it stops in the league, and it gives us a psychological chance anyways, you know, knowing that we've beaten them more times than none, and it's two big games for us, two really big games. You know, they changed their rotation so they can pitch Kershaw against us. He's pitched great against us most of his career, you know, but we've beaten him three times this year. So, we welcome him pitching on Sunday, even though he's going to be tough with the time of the game, 5 o'clock with the shadows and all that. That's always a battle here at AT&T Ballpark or anywhere in the world, basically, you know, with sun going down and guys not being able to see the ball as well. But, you know, all in all, you know, tonight is the game that matters. You know, we got to get off to a good start tonight with Timmy against Beckett. You know, first time we've seen him this year. Most of our guys don't have any history against him, so it's, we're going to rely on our advanced scouting and the video we watch to come up with a good plan to beat him tonight.
Bam, people call on the show all the time. They ask me questions. Why does this team hit so well on the road and they don't hit at home? Well, I don't know how to answer it.
Well, you know, over the years, it's hard to hit here, period. You know, if you take, this is the 12th year of the stadium, and just if you talk about home runs, you know, I think we've only had 21 home runs here at home this year. You know, we have some, our power comes from our right-handed hitters, you know, Pence and Posey. You know, we expected Brandon Belt to hit more home runs, but he hasn't, but he's hitting, so that we're happy with that he's hitting and contributing. But, you know, both those guys hit the ball to right field, and over the 12 years of this stadium, there's only been 34 home runs over that right field wall by right-handed hitters. So, you know, it's a tough park to hit, period. And but, you know, we'll take the triples. You know, we lead in the league in triples, and we're up there in doubles. So that's what we concentrated on when we started spring training this year. We're going to implement line drive down swings, and most guys are bought into it. You know, we have a bunch of those players on our team, Pagan, Scudero now, Posey, you know, guys that are hitting line drives down, and we're taking advantage of that at home too. You know, we still have a good record at home if you take that those last 5-6 games maybe away. You know, we still hit good at home, but you know, on the road the fields are so much more conducive to extra base hits, home runs, you know, and that's why we score more runs on the road, period.
Angel Pagan, you mentioned him. Boy, what an August he's had. And you and I talked about this the last time you were on the show with me. You said, hey, there's 600 or 700 at-bats in a season. And certainly at certain periods of time, players are going to go into slumps or be streaky and not do everything. But over 600 or 700, you get to see the player. We've now gotten to see the player, Pagan. What do you see?
Well, you know, early on he showed us that, you know, he's the type of player we traded for. You know, he had three different hitting streaks of over 10 games. One was 20 games even. And then he went into a two-month hiatus, so to speak. And then he came back. You know, he came back right where we needed him. He ignited the offense, you know, with a bunch of first at-bat hits, scored a bunch of runs early. He led the league in runs scored in August. Like you said, he had a great August for us, you know. And he's gotten comfortable. He's gotten back into his own skin that he knows he's good. You know, that's one thing that players always doubt themselves with. But, you know, this guy knows he's good. He knows he's the player he's been the last weeks for us. So, you know, we just but now is what matters. You know, this last month, you know, we need him to continue to do the things he's been doing for us over the last 6 weeks or so, and we'll be in good shape.
What makes Scudero such a good hitter? It seems like he gets the barrel of the bat on the ball. More line drives. I say on the air, he controls the at-bat instead of the bat controlling him.
Well, he's been a professional all his life. You know, this guy has been a really consistent hitter all of his career. He's the second toughest guy to strike out in the National League after Carlos Lee over there in Miami. So he puts the ball in play, and that's why you get hits. You know, when you put the ball in play and you get 500-600 bats every year, you know, you should get some hits. But, you know, he's got a nice level swing. He doesn't panic. He's not afraid to take strikes. You know, he works deep counts. And the other thing is he's really calm and relaxed. He knows the opposing pitcher very, very well. Even when he doesn't, you know, he studies them. He asks questions. You know, you got to be ready for him every day because he's going to come to you and ask questions, and you got to be ready to give him what he needs. So, but a very smart player overall in defense, base running, but especially on offense. You know, he knows when to take pitches. He knows when to get a guy over with a bunt on his own. So he does all the little things you would want in the player. And we're so happy that we got him.
All right, you look over in that dugout, you see a little Dodger blue. Eighth inning, one-run game, you're up by one run. You look over and see that Dodger blue. Your heart race a little bit?
Well, you know, I would like to say my heart race every time we're in that situation, but, you know, just under the circumstances and who we're playing, you know, it races even a little more. And you know, we like to win every game at this point, and especially against them.
Well said.